9:05. Welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show. News Talk 790 KFYO online. KFYO.com. And, of course, you can find us on social media as well, Facebook and Twitter. Joining me in studio to discuss his campaign for City Council District 3. We've had him in before. In again, Maurice Stanley.
Chad Hasty, how are you doing this morning?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Not too bad.
Well, thanks for coming back in.
You bet. I'll tell you what. If the Yankees can win the World Series this year and Derek Jeter can have another great year, I will not ask the man above for another World Series for 2 years.
See, so you've already addressed the big issue that
That's
you
right.
are a Yankees fan.
I am.
I'm not a fan.
I'm out in the open to that.
You're not a fan. You're a diehard Yankees fan.
I am. You know, a guy asked me the other day who would be on my top four Yankee players, and I will tell you, that's a hard to come up with. And, of course, I had to come up with Babe Ruth and Mickey Mantle, and I think Joe DiMaggio and Derek Jeter. And that sure leaves out a lot. If we're going to have a Yankee Mount Rushmore, we're going to have to add on somewhere.
What about A-Rod?
No. Now, don't even go there,
good,
brother.
Good answer. Let's talk about a subject that I just wrapped up discussing, at least for the time being, and that is the monorail. It was news the last time you were here. It's news again,
yes,
you know, because of what happened over the weekend. You've read the stories, obviously. You've
yes.
seen the news.
Yes.
Mr. McDougal, Mark McDougal, said that they're looking at around $126 million. They want federal funding for it. If you're elected city council, this is going to be an issue that's going to be brought to you, possibly.
Sure.
How do you wrap your mind around all this, and what do you think about it?
Well, I don't, and I won't support that for it, putting any public money into this project. I think, you know, I'm all for redeveloping downtown. I want to see that happen. Make no mistake about that. But I think there are so many more needs that the city of Lubbock has than to jump off on this particular project. And I'll tell you, I am for the idea of tech students living downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that can certainly help this. But we have City Bus here that moves people. I lived in Washington, D.C. when I was in the Army back in the early 70s. That was long before that they had the subway. And City Bus, or the bus system there, moved a lot of people.
Right.
And that was their primary source of public transportation, of course. And it works. And it will work here if we will use it. It's been tried and true. So, yes, I would not put any public money or Lubbock public money into that project.
How much influence or exactly what should the city council or city taxpayers be on the hook for when it comes to downtown redevelopment, in your opinion?
Okay. In my opinion, when it comes to public money, number one, I would put money to bring down the Omni building. I don't think that we are going to get too far down the road as long as that Omni building is an albatross hanging around our neck.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are going to look at it and say there's no commitment here. So that needs to go. I do support the idea of putting the utilities underground. I think that's good.
Sure.
You know, especially when we had two power companies here, when we had two sets of power poles, not only were we ugly down there, we were double ugly. So I would support that. You know, I think that the city leadership, they need to be in a position that they can support policies that will help private enterprise come in and do this. And that's, you know, I had a conversation Sunday morning with a guy. We accidentally met and had breakfast together. And see, I would support a situation that every 3 months or so that members of the council, members of the developing community, meet to kick around ideas and, see where we need to go. Honestly, I don't know the one, twos, threes to go about making this happen. I know that it needs to happen. I support it happening. You know, there were stories when I was in D.C. that George Mahon and Tip O'Neill and Everett Dirksen, you know, on Fridays these guys would meet in one of his office and they'd pour him around the scotch and they'd talk about what needs to happen and to get the country moving down the road. And I think that's a good idea, and that's one thing that we're probably missing here is if we could get something informal to meet – there's no binding action on anybody, mm-hmm. but to meet, kick around ideas and maybe a think tank, if you will,
right,
just to get things going. And I would like to see something like that, and I would certainly encourage that. And if I was elected, I would be a part of it.
You have been a big advocate for maintaining what we have right
now. Yes, sir. Let me tell you, Chad, that is on the top of my list, is to maintain the infrastructure that we have. You know, when I look at this situation, I'm a product of 34th Street. My family bought a home in that neighborhood on 25th Street mm-hmm. in 1968. So basically it's been in our backyard for a long time.
Right.
And I sat there and I watched that just kind of deteriorate. I watched the Goedeke Library go away. I am watching, and you are watching, and all of us are watching, the drawing of near of the end of Citibank Auditorium and Coliseum. It will go away. You know, if you're going to keep these things, you have to put money into them. You have to maintain them. You have to keep them updated. You know, I can cite you three examples right off. You know, the Sistine Chapel built a long time ago, and is still in use in 2014. You know, Fenway Ballpark, built in 1912, still in operation. And, you know, it's just situations that you just have to put money into and maintain. And, you know, that's one of my big, big issues, is maintaining that. And I am not against growth at all. I know this last fall, I was kind of involved in an annexation situation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, it was that I am against growth. I am against any movement whatsoever. And that's not so. What I am against is that we take off and we keep going south, southwest, or wherever, and we don't maintain what we have. And, you know, we can come to a truce on this matter real easily. All we have to do at budget time is budget enough money to adequately maintain the infrastructure that we have. And if we do that, I'm okay. But I am not going to sit and be quiet, whether I'm elected or whether I'm not elected. I'm not going to be quiet as if we don't try to maintain what we have.
You brought up Citibank Auditorium.
Yes, sir.
As one of the things that we need to maintain. If we have this other performing arts center that's built with private money, it looks like mm-hmm. They're making pretty good headway in building this. Why is there a need for the city to continue having?
No, we won't do that. There's not going to be any money put in it. That's what I'm saying, Chad. That ship sailed 10 years ago.
Oh, so you're finished with the auditorium?
Well, we have to be right now. I mean, because it's you know, there's no use in having a duplication there and fighting each other. And you know, if the city went in right now and put about $14 million into that facility, then you know, basically you're trying to cut the legs out from under the group that's trying to put the Performing Arts Center downtown. And you know, you can't do that. There's no use in. That's one thing that we all have to do is get along. We all live here, and I'll tell you this. Everybody that's involved in any kind of leadership position here, the only goal should be is what is really best for the city of Lubbock. And 10 years ago, we should have jumped onto this situation and put money into that and made it a facility that we could be proud of and it would be nice. But we didn't. And, you know, we was talking about a little earlier about the public trust issue.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is one that did it. Now, there's nothing illegal. The councils did not do anything illegal at all. I want to make that perfectly clear. But the perception out there, and I know this because I get a good shot of this on a daily basis, is that when people perceive something to be, then the city leadership needs to follow through with that and make it happen. And, because what happened back in, well, I think it was 2004, there was a bond issue that was voted on.
Mm-hmm.
People thought that they were getting a redo of the Citibank Auditorium.
Right.
It didn't happen.
Right.
Now, the way the bond package was written, the money could be used at the Civic Center, which that's where it was. Mm-hmm. Everything was open and above board and legal about it. But the perception out there was, we've already done this, and we didn't get it.
Right.
Now, another big, a real big one, believe it or not, has to do with soccer fields. Soccer fields that did not happen back, I think, along about that same time, and they wound up being baseball fields. Now, the soccer people thought that they were going to get soccer fields out of it, and soccer fields didn't happen. And when things like that happen, public trust goes to zero. And another thing on this public trust business, we have got some way to come up and understand and deal with the fact that this LPNL situation has got to be taken care of, and it's got to be taken care of in a way that we're not at each other's throats all the time. And I think that probably right now the best thing to do is everybody back off, let the EUB come to their decisions on which is the best way to go. As I see it, it's an EUB decision to make and to make their recommendations and then bring it forth. And then we can jump out and discuss it. But, you know, let's try to keep some calm water and all this stuff going on, this bickering back and forth. It's doing nobody any good. And I will tell you, people that come to the shop, they don't like it.
We're visiting with Maurice Stanley, City Council candidate, District 3. We'll continue to discuss some of the issues that you mentioned and other issues as well. If you have a question for Maurice Stanley, you can give us a call, 770-5790, toll-free, 1-800-687-0790. Still have a lot of issues to get into. This city facing a lot of issues going forward. We'll get to those when we come back. Back on the Chad Hastie Show, where I think one of the things we learned about Maurice is that he will have a policy of, a round of scotch on a particular morning or something like that, getting everybody together on Fridays or something.
If we could do this on Monday, I would certainly be good with that.
That was one of the policies there.
Let's do it on Mondays, though.
Okay. All right. There we go. Maurice Stanley in studio. If you have a question for Maurice, who's running for City Council candidate, District 3, you can dial in at 770-5790, toll-free, 1-800-687-0790. Let's continue on for just a little bit on this maintaining what we have.
Yes, sir.
Policy that you want to put forward and that you really want the rest of the City Council really to adopt. What are some of those areas right now? 34th Street is being taken care of.
34th Street is. I think that... you know, we have 82nd Street is in bad need of some repair.
Right.
I think University between 50th and the Loop needs some attention. A street that really needs some attention, gets a lot of traffic, is Memphis. It's one of the feeder streets from Covenant Hospital up to 34th Street. That needs attention. And I don't know if you've been on Boston from 34th up to 50th Street. It's really in bad shape. And I think Avenue P, that over by from the tax office, if you leave the tax office and turn back to the east and go back up to 34th Street, you'll be in for a ride. Of course, that's a residential street, and there's a lot of residential streets that need a lot of attention.
Well, this, and it sounds like a lot of streets. A lot of streets. Obviously, in the future, we're looking at a police station. We're looking at there are other municipal buildings as well.
Yeah, all the municipal buildings, basically. I think, there's one that right now, I should have looked at my notes, but we have a leaky roof right now that needs attention. You know, this stuff, we need to be proactive. And what I've heard is we need money so that we can be proactive in taking care of our needs. And if I have to go fight a fire, instead of having a gallon of water to throw at it, I have a cup of water to throw at it. And that's all that I'm asking for. If we can get this, something like this done, to take care of what we have and keep it in good shape so we're not tearing down. You know, that Goldicke Library, every time I think about that, Chad, that just chaps the heck out of me. You know, we as taxpayers, we paid to build the building. We paid to move the books out of there.
Right.
You know, we paid for a lease. When that lease is up, if we go all the way to the end, is $1,450,000 just about. Mm-hmm. We paid $81,188.89 to tear it down. Mm-hmm. You know, that's $1,005,000. And if we had just put money back into it a few years before, you know, we could have saved that. And I just don't want to see us go down that road anymore.
Do you think the money is in the budget right now to maintain what we have?
Jed, I can't honestly answer that. I don't know. I've not been privileged to have a copy of that budget to go through it. If I am elected, of course, I will be into that situation. But I can tell you this. You know, when I drive around and I see things that need to be done, and I think that if you are going to sit on that dais, that you have a responsibility to the people of Lubbock to see that their facilities and their streets, all of our infrastructure is maintained, and that we do the best with the money that we can.
You haven't shied away from saying that you think there may need to be a tax increase.
Here's the way I'm going to put that, Ted. When every year at budget time, you know, the finance people come to the table. This is the projected revenues we're going to have. Mm-hmm. The operations people come to the table. This is the projected expenses we're going to have. This is what we need to do. Then we try to make those mesh. And if we have to do it to save a building, to save a street, yes, I will vote for a tax increase. I won't back off of that. I mean, because I am a product of 34th Street. I have seen that, what happened there. We need to have funds available that we can go back and do things to rebuild these things, to save the Goedeke libraries, to save the Citibank Auditorium. Like I say, if we'd done this 10 years ago, we wouldn't be on the verge of losing that thing.
Let me go through some other issues that,
sure,
obviously the city council, they may face, they may not face going into the future. Tornado sirens, where do you come down on that?
You know, I'll say this. When I started this, I was to the fact that I wanted to use the cell phones and the NOAA radios. Mm-hmm. I still like those concepts. I have a son and daughter-in-law and two grandkids that live in Norman, Oklahoma that have been through four live events. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have a friend that's really adamant about the tornado sirens. And he's made a comment, and I will back him. I'm going to back him on it. That it's okay for me to err on the side of wrong for my life, but it's not okay for me to err on the side of wrong for your life. And if that, you know, if that's what it takes and we can save one life with it, I will do it. So if it went to the dice and I was on the dice, I would vote for it.
Okay. Let's talk about possible smoking ban. There's been an organization that's out there. They've discussed this in the past about going through and banning smoking in all restaurants, bars, stuff like that. Where do you come down? Should city government step in on that?
Well, Chad, that kind of hits close to home because I would hate to see the city get into a total ban in bars, some restaurants, family type restaurants. Maybe that I'm okay with that. I was a smoker for 42 years. Smoking put me in for a bypass, so I understand the downside of all that. But I do hate to see that encroachment going in on a total ban. And you know, I'm still okay with the idea that you have smoking sections. In some restaurants, you know, it is total ban on smoking. And I think that should be left up to the owner. If I go into a restaurant and since I don't smoke anymore, it bothers me. Mm-hmm. But if I go into the restaurant and there's smoke there, I probably won't go back.
So you're saying leave it to the private business?
Leave it to private business. Let them do their deal.
Okay. Synthetic marijuana. That's been in the news even today.
Yes. Okay. Now I take a different position on that. The reason that I feel very strongly about this is I know the grandparents of one person that has been very much affected by this. And to see the agony in their faces when they come to the shop, I will support the ban on that stuff. I mean, it's nothing, but it's bad. And what it causes in families and the damage that it can do, you know, I might feel differently if I were not close to a situation like that. So I'm not going to hesitate to vote for a ban on that.
Okay. Texting while driving.
You know, I think that we should we should not do that. I would not, as a city council. I don't want to get into that. I don't know how you enforce it.
Right.
That's the first thing. And, you know, I think people that have any common sense whatsoever is not going to be out there texting while they're driving. They're going to pull over.
Maurice Stanley, Lubbock City Council candidate, District 3. Appreciate your time today.
Hey, I enjoyed it, Ted.
And we'll have you back in studio, of course, as the races continue here in the city of Lubbock. And we'll have you in a couple more times.
I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one. That's Maurice Stanley.